T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of many great goals the Flyers have had in recent days. Now tonight, it gets really real. Playoff hockey. The Philadelphia Flyers against the Montreal Canadiens. That, of course, the voice of Jim Jackson right there from NBC Sports Philadelphia. And we go out right now on the Sports Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Sports Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Jim Jackson has been the voice of the Flyers for about a quarter of a century and obviously pumped up, getting ready to announce Game 1 tonight, Flyers and the Canadiens on television with NBC Sports Philly. What's happening, Jim?
A lot, actually. How are you, Kay?
We're good.
Good, Jim.
Jim, how excited are you on a personal level? Just, you know, I mean, it was some lean years there, and it's got to be thrilling for you to know that you're stepping into the booth tonight for a Game 1. Granted, not in a different circumstances, but the Flyers back in the playoffs again with high expectations.
Yeah, I mean, these are the best expectations they've had in at least 8 years, maybe 9 or 10. They really didn't have great expectations the last time they went to the finals in 2010. So it's been a long time since they've been considered one of the favorites, and with their performance in the round robin now, some saying the favorite from the East, I still think that we need – there's a long road ahead before they're even in the finals.
Yeah,
a lot of excitement. I mean, it's a little different, guys, because we're calling games off monitors here in Philadelphia, but still, just the same, once you get into the game, it's really exciting.
By the way, you're doing great. I think, Jim, all the announcers – I'm talking across all the sports. I've been so impressed. I know it's different for you guys, but I think – to a viewer, it doesn't seem off, and I just compliments to you with what you've done. Jim, let's get to the Canadiens. Not a great regular season team this year, but they've got Carey Price. He's historically had a pretty big-time career. Scattering report, for those that are not as in tune with the Canadiens, they are what?
They are a scrappy team, and I don't mean scrappy in terms of fighting, but they just get in your face on the forecheck. They like to have the puck. They shoot the puck from all angles. In fact, even in the regular season, they were second in the NHL in shots per game. So Carter Hart should expect shots from anywhere and everywhere from this team. They're fast. They aren't deep. The Flyers are definitely the deeper team. I think the Flyers could exploit their fourth line and their third defense pair. But even if they do that, as you mentioned, they have Carey Price. And going into the tournament, there were question marks about Carey. He hadn't been great this year in the regular season. He's into his 30s. Was he starting to decline? But he was phenomenal against the Penguins. So if the Flyers get Carey Price the way he played against the Penguins, vintage Carey Price, it's not going to be an easy series.
Jim, kind of off what you said there with the depth of the Flyers, one of the biggest takeaways from the round-robin games was the scoring coming from a lot of the third, fourth-line guys. How big of an advantage do you think that is for them, not just in this series, but moving forward and hopefully a long Stanley Cup playoff run here?
Yeah, well, for those of us who've been around this team for a while, it's as deep as I've seen. Even Jake Voracek, Claude Giroux, Sean Couturier, they're all talking about how this is the deepest team they've been part of. And even going back further than when they were here, watching the Lindros years and the years after that with Mike Richards, and even in between there with Peter Forsberg, Keith Primo, this team's basically been a one, maybe a one-and-a-half line team going into the playoffs. This is a team that didn't get any production from its top line and beat three of the top teams in the East in the round robin, even though they didn't score a single power play goal or have any production from the top, and those are obviously related. But bottom line is they can get goals from other players. Now, will Nick Obey-Kubel score a couple of goals in the game again in these playoffs? I don't know. Will Scott Laughton remain this hot? I don't know. But the fact is they know they have some depth, that if the top line is shut down or if the top line's busy nullifying a line of another team, then they have other options. And also, very important to this team is their defense, because their defense is offensive. They score a lot of goals.
They do.
And they also start the team out of the zone very well. So The Flyers' defense all year was scoring goals, but it's how they get the team going the other way that is very impressive. The second pair has really matured, Myers and Sanheim, and obviously Provorov and Niskanen have been outstanding all year. So it's a real deep team, really, from top to bottom.
Flyers announcer Jim Jackson with us. Jim, who's going to annoy us? I mean, one thing I love about sports, these seven-game series, someone in the NBA, but mostly NHL, there's just, you know, one, two, three guys that get under your skin as a fan base. Who's going to take us off for the next 2 weeks?
11 for sure. Brendan Gallagher is kind of Travis Konecny, except maybe TK might end up being a little more skilled, but they both chirp, they both go to the net, they both like to stir the pot. So Brendan Gallagher for sure. A guy who might bother you will be Shea Weber just because he lays big hit.
Yep.
And he scores goals too. No one's going to be happy with Carey Price if he makes a ton of big saves either. But in terms of just annoying players, Gallagher would be at the top of that list. Dale Weiss has a grudge to bear with the Flyers, apparently, as he's talking a lot up there. So he's a guy that, even as a fourth liner, he's not going to be out there as much, but he'll probably try to stir things up, be physical. So you might notice him a little, but I think Gallagher's the main guy.
Jim, as far as the other night, Shane Gostisbehere obviously getting his first action, played pretty well against the Lightning. What would you expect his role to be, and would you expect him to be suited up in the game tonight?
Well, the team in the bubble, it's really a big mystery. I know Alain Vigneault is scheduled to meet with the media in about an hour, so we would know a lot more. But, I mean, I would be surprised if he's not in the lineup, Shane Gostisbehere, mainly because against the Canadiens team that isn't huge, they do get in on the forecheck, but they're not huge. It's not like they're playing a heavy team like the Capitals. I think you could go with Ghost and get a little bit more upside than you do with Robert Haig. But he could go with Haig just simply because the team was playing so well before the pause with Haig in the lineup, and, you know, maybe give that team a shot before you start making adjustments and you have something to go to in Ghost if you need to change things up. But he's been very good. He says he feels as good as he has in years because he's had surgery on both knees and he's just able to move. And we know Ghost's game is all about quickness. It's not straight ahead speed. He's actually not the fastest skater even close to it on the team, but he's quick. And when you don't have good knees, it's hard to be quick. So he feels as though he's got his health back, and he's making those lateral moves, which make him pretty slippery at the point. And he can set some people up. So it's a good option to have. I wouldn't be shocked if he's playing, but I do know Alain Vigneault is a coach that does tend to go with what's winning too. So I'm not sure which way he's going to go with this, but really he can't lose either way.
Hey, Jim, enjoy it. We're hoping for a 2-month run. This has the chance to be something special, especially, you know, with the Sixers looking not so great entering the playoffs. So, look, enjoy it and, you know, get after it. And again, game one tonight, Jim Jackson on the call, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thanks so much today, Jim.
Anytime, really looking forward to it. By the way, Carter Hart, obviously, the key to this. How does he handle this? I think as a youngster, most youngsters get a little nervous, guys, but I think this guy's a little different today. So
that's
calm,
right.
Cool, and quiet.
And his
idol down the other side,
right,
of the ring.
And, Jim, his birthday's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's Although the Canadians, they beat the Penguins on Sidney Crosby's birthday, so I don't think that's necessarily going to open.
All right, awesome stuff. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, guys, take
care.
All right,
there he is, Jim Jackson on the Sports Skeleton Guest Line. Yeah, Carter Hart, 21, turns 22 tomorrow.
Unbelievable. It's nice to finally have a goalie you feel good about going into the playoffs, Joe. I don't know what that's been like in my entire life.
All right, let's hit that. Last time we felt great about great, not good. The last time we felt great about a goaltender entering the playoffs, I would say, is either Hextall,
I was thinking
89,
yeah,
or 88, obviously at least 87.
That was my thought too.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, certainly you felt great about Hexie entering 87, his first year. And then he was still really good in 88 and 89. After 89, he was not quite the same. So probably 89 or 88 would be my guess. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. By the way, and there have been some other, you know, okay goalies, clearly. But great? No, there haven't been. Twitter poll question of the day, also brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, how does the Flyers-Canadian series end? Four choices for you. A, Flyers win in 4 or 5 games. B, Flyers in 6. C, Flyers in 7. D, Montreal wins the series. I don't think so. Let's go to John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, three guys responsible for last night's loss. Tommy Hunter, terrible again. Roman Quinn and Gene Segura.
Correct.
Forget about Roman Quinn playing a single into an inside the park home run. How do you not get the ball out of the infield to tie the game is even more upsetting.
You got to
bunt Kingery there with nobody out and a guy. He can't hit a beach ball right now. You got to move him over and give them a chance to tie the game up there. Sorry to say that. And then last thing, please, before you hang up, the lesser sibling, first of all, is Jim Belushi. But I want to say one thing. How are we getting rid of Eniel De Los Santos, Udabre Ramos, and all these guys, and keeping guys like Hunter, keeping guys like Blake Parker again? These guys are absolutely terrible. We gave up Freddie Galvis for Eniel De Los Santos, so we obviously like the kid. Galvis is still a decent player in the major leagues. We can't give up on a guy like that. Absolutely terrible. We got to bounce back here. Put Velasquez in the bullpen. Get him in the bullpen. He can air it out for one or two innings. These other guys are terrible. The bullpen's going to kill us. And Girardi's a good manager. He just needs to know what to work with here. That's what I got.
All right, John, a lot in there. Appreciate that. A lot of good stuff there and a lot of truth to what he said. You know, we didn't even address it, but after our show yesterday, Pivetta optioned out.
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah. My God. Me and James had the same exact reaction there.
Let me ask a question. James Seltzer.
Yes.
Does Nick Pivetta ever pitch in the big leagues for the Philadelphia Phillies again?
Oh, man. Probably.
Yeah. Because some of these other guys will hit, they'll have their struggle. Like he brings up Blake Parker. What, Parker, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Blake Parker.
Parker.
I mean, we even had injuries like Cody in Parker. The bullpen. Think about that.
Right.
This has just been ineffectiveness.
Yeah. It's unbelievable how bad Pivetta's been.
He's awful. He is awful. I cannot stand him, Joe. I cannot stand every time he comes into the game. I'm so happy he's gone, and I hope James is wrong about him pitching for the Phillies.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, something ironic in Philadelphia sports hit me yesterday. What it is, tell you next. We'll rock all the calls as well. Flyers, game one tonight. Your thoughts. Phillies, again, I want to be really clear about this. That game is to be blamed, and I appreciate the last caller saying it, on the players. Tommy Hunter pitched bad. Gene Segura looked like a fourth grader trying to catch a pop-up that wasn't even his ball. And Roman Quinn looked like a ninth grader trying to catch a line drive that he should have let bounce in front of him, scoop it up. First and third, not even a run score, probably first and third, he looked like a ninth grader. That was on the players last night. That wasn't on Matt Klintak. 215-592-9494. Joe to camera. And Tom Kelly in for Rich today on 94 WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, the way to go. And you can get in on all the action with FanDuel Sportsbook because they've got UFC 252, of course, coming up August 15th. No better place to bet on the action than FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, FanDuel offering a special for UFC 252 with new users. Just sign up with the promo code Joe. That's promo code Joe to get exclusive 25-1 odds on Cormier versus Miocic to win the title fight in UFC 252. That means you can pick either fighter to win and then bet, ready for this? Just $5. Bet just $5 for your chance to win $125. It's a spectacular deal. FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sports betting site for a reason, actually for many reasons. They've got a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find their bet you're looking for. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel will get your cash fast in as little as 24 hours. So FanDuel Sportsbook, the way to go. Go to FanDuel.com/Joe to claim your exclusive 25-1 odds on the fight. That's FanDuel.com/Joe to get in on UFC 252 with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.